Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
I'm praying tonight for you, and I want to tell you, Bright Star, God have blessed you with that brand new violin, and Sister Walker, God have blessed you with that brand new car. I prophesy that God is going to give you a new car. You got the new car, and I want to prophesy to you, Bright Star, you're going to get ready to add a building on to that building. God's going to get ready to do some things for you in the spirit, and I just want to say tonight, this is divine healing night. This is tonight, divine meditation night. And I want to have Sister Bright Star to come on because I want her to. Now, those who got colon cancer, those who are having problems with the prostate, those who are having problems with their bowels, you need to call Bright Star. That's what she do. God has just blessed her. She's seated to the ministry. She got a new building now. And let me tell you something. God's going to make a way. Well, everything she needs, good God Almighty, going to come out. And I want to tell you tonight that you got work to do. I want to tell you, you got work to do. Most of you got work to do. And you can't sit down on God. You know, one lady said, well, I'm 80 years old. I'm too old. God called Moses at 80. I mean, I think he called Moses at 89 and called his brother Aaron, called him at 80. So don't go out to pastor. One preacher told me he didn't retire. I said, how can you retire from God? I don't retire from pastor. You never retire from God. God don't retire, so you don't retire. Tonight we'll bring on, and I want to thank Sister Delta Walker over in Sherville, and I want to have her say something.
Thank you for having me on. And I want to give a quick overview of what we do. Financial is a holistic financial services firm, and we help individuals right where they are to get to the level that they are looking to achieve. Bishop, you asked, what are the talking points of what does a person need to do that is looking to prepare for retirement?
Yes.
And the first step that I would recommend is that you sit with a financial advisor. You need to plan out your retirement. Don't retire and then go to a financial advisor, because the advisor may share with you there are a few things that you need to do prior to retirement. So if you have any questions or any concerns, please reach out to Atlas Financial at 219-513-3710. We are here to help you to plan your future and to build your legacy.
How can you help people that's trying to go into business and to change their plan or move their money to something more stronger?
The recommendation that I would have first and foremost is, once again, you need to sit with the financial advisor. We need to look at your strategy, look at your budget, look at what is going on financially, look at your business plan to see what's your game plan, what do you plan to reposition yourself into the entrepreneurial market. If you plan on working at your day job as well as doing the entrepreneurial piece, So there are a few different combinations, but first and foremost, my recommendation would be for you to sit with a financial advisor. And I ask, again, that you reach out to Atlas Financial so we can help you in that process. And that number is 219-513-3710.
Can I have your 800 number for people in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas? The 800 number that will work for you?
The 1-800 number is 1-800-631-8446.
Say that again. 1-800-631-8486. What is your plan for 20? That was Sister Delta. And Sister Delta is in Cherville, Indiana. You can call her. She's on Main Street there. If you're trying to retire, you've got a big grant, and you got some money, you want to do something with, call her. She's black owned, black operated. I want to go to Bright Star. Bright Star. God bless you, Bright Star. Bright Star. The lost women are sick. They're sick in their stomach. They got breast cancer. They got all kinds of liver cancer because they're not clean. Their clothes are not being clean. Sister Bright Star.
Welcome. Welcome to Bright Star Integrated Wellness Center. This is the entryway of our center here where we have a four-seater infrared sauna. And here is where we do the mind-gut access. We premier for that. We work with a psychologist and also culinary therapist. This is where we actually work with the mind and gut, and we put that together, and then we help the healing process. Throughout the whole center, there is other different modalities. We specialize in detox, and that's the whole body detox. So we start with the brain, the talk therapy, and then also we go to the gut, where we clean the colon, and we also do training. Breath work. We are actually really holding patterns so that people can become normal, so that we can help the body to do what it does for itself. And so that's what we're doing. We're helping the body to do what God intended it to do, and that is to heal. I think the world has lost confidence in the body, that they don't know that the body can heal. And so that's what I want to do. We here at Bright Star Integrated Wellness want to show the people and remind the people that the body can heal itself, given proper nutrition, support, and diet. And so that's what we want to do.
Well, I want to ask you this. Give us your address.
The address here is 306 North Main Street, and right here in River Falls, Wisconsin. I'm right here, right in the main street in the downtown River Falls, Wisconsin area.
Do you have the 800 number?
Don't have an 800 number, but the number here would be 715-629-5101.
Will you give them your website address?
The website is brightstarwellnesscenter.com.
I want to ask you this. What kind of clients do you need? Who are you looking for?
Well, it's not who I'm looking for. It's who the clients need. And most of the clients are A to Z. We treat people with all ailments. First of all, people that are having pain, people that have issues with their bowels, people with issues with their thinking process. Because what we found is when you clean the body out, the mind starts to work better, the body becomes pain-free, and people have a greater level of energy. You know, so I'm working with a psychotherapist, and we're finding that we have our mutual clients are having greater results by working with the variety of modalities that we have here. So people are actually having greater energy. We're helping people with addictive behaviors, all kinds, chemical addictive behavior, and food addiction.
And what will you do? Those that are stressed, like firemen, police, those kind of people?
Anybody that's...
First responders? Yes.
Anybody that has stress in their life, and of course that is anybody working what kind of field, profession, stress, job. What people have no clue is that just like if someone got a massage and they get a knot in their neck, that colon can get twisted and knotted. And so what I'm here trying to do is really educate people on what's really going on internally in the body. And believe me, if they knew, they would, first of all, they would watch every thought they think, and they would pay more attention to their biomechanics when they're out doing their daily duties, activities, whatever. So anybody in a stressful situation, medication free. You know, that's the whole objective, is to be pain free and medication free and quality of life.
I want to say this when we wrap up. Anything you like to say to anybody listening to you that this can be a lifesaver?
Yes. I really want to say one statement, and that is physician, heal thyself. Look within yourself. Stop looking outside for the healing, medications. And so that's the old paradigm. Actually, we have to embrace our body, what God's given us, and utilize what we have. Maximize on what God's given you. Stop looking for a quick fix for a lifestyle change so that you can have a healthy life for the rest of your life.
And when you put people on certain diet, on certain...
Definitely. Everybody's trying to customize to each person. We are here to encourage and give great suggestions for the individual for their particular situation.
I want to thank Bright Star for that. Bright Star brought something that we need to know. I want to say this before we get started tonight. We got some things I want to share with you tonight. Spiritual healing by Native American. Magic healing. Magic healing by the Native American. How they heal magically. They do Sundance. And I was just reading here where they do Sundance magic medicine. And this is the Native American over in Oklahoma that they did dances. And I was reading where they do a Sundance. I was reading where a Sundance, and they do a dance for healing. And I want to read this in before we get into what we into, the magic. That was Bright Star, and Bright Star was telling what was going on. Somebody might not have heard it. I'm going to play a little bit of Bright Star because it's very important for y'all to understand what Bright Star is saying. And Bright Star is talking about healing the body. And I'm going to play that again.
Welcome to
Bright Star.
This is the entryway of our center here where we have a four-seater infrared sauna. And here is where we do the mind gut access. We premier for that. We work with psychologists and also cold energy therapists. This is where we actually work with the mind and gut, and we put that together, and then we help the healing process. Throughout the whole center, there is other different modalities. We specialize in detox, and that's the whole body detoxing. We start with the brain, the talk therapy, and then also go to the gut, where we clean the colon, and we also do training. We do restorative breath work. We are actually doing some holding patterns so that people can become normal, so that we can help the body to do what it does for itself. And so that's what we're doing. We're helping the body do what God intended it for to do, and that is to heal. I think the world has lost confidence in the body, that they don't know that the body can heal. And so that's what I want to do. We here at Bright Star Integrated Wellness want to show the people and remind the people that the body can heal itself, given proper nutrition, support, and diet. And so that's what we want to do.
Well, I want to ask you to give us your address, telephone number, if you can contact me.
The address here is 306 North Main Street, and right here in River Falls, Wisconsin. I'm right here, right in the main street in the downtown River Falls, Wisconsin area.
Do you have an 800 number?
Don't have an 800 number, but the number here would be 715-629-5101.
Will you give them your website address?
The website is brightstarwellnesscenter.com.
I want to ask you this. What kind of clients do you need? What who are you looking for?
Well, it's not who I'm looking for.
That's Bright Star she was talking about, and I want to honor her, Bright Star. She just opened up a new building, and I want to prophesy to her tonight. There's much blessings coming, Bright Star, to what you're doing. I see a new building going up on that property, which God had blessed you with. She seeded for that property, and she got it And Sister Walker in Hammond just got her new van where she can move that sea moss around. God is blessing in spite of them. The spiritual healing by Native American, by magic meditation. They do certain dances. They do a certain dance. I was reading here, and I want to share this with you, because there's a miracle in your house, and that miracle is you. You waiting on a doctor to give you some bad news. You got to get up like that widow woman and go find what happened. The night is meditation night, so I want you to get comfortable. Some of you say, y'all got rheumatism. One lady told me, I got rheumatism in my hands. I told her what the Native American did. She said, they did. I said, yeah. What the Native American was healing for the Europeans got him. Okay? And I just want you to know that. This was in 1890. They did ghost dancing for healing. They did meditation dancing for healing. And I want to say this for you as we get in our meditation night.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it.
Healing by you breathing in. you set your breath in. And when you hold it all the way around you, whatever in your body, you come out, when you blow it out, then you blow it out. Suck it in. Suck it in. Hold it. Blow it out. Some of you are going to be able to hold it longer, but some of you are not. This is divine healing night. This is divine meditation night. I have the Spirit to give me divine meditation tonight, where you might heal yourself. One thing Bryce said, you got to get out of the pills and all that other stuff. You have to heal your body. Let me say it again. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I'm going to tell you to a place. You got to get quiet, cut your telephone off, and get ready to receive the energy from the air. The energy. That's why the Native American and our African beat the drum, the heartbeat. Okay. You know the drum gets higher, and then they go to the water, and the running water. They go to that water. I want you to relax, because your body is made up of chemicals and water. We can draw over there. Exhale, inhale, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Take a deep breath, relax. I mean, I just want somebody liberal, long, as we get ready to.
Healing spirit. Right here, the healing angel tonight.
exhale, somebody in their shoulder blades. As you lift your arms up, exhale, inhale, around your head bone. I dismiss cancer. And as the Native American beat the drum in a certain way, exhale, inhale.
Healing.
body. Take a deep breath. Relax. I want you to be relaxed tonight because we're in divine meditation. As you meditate, what you do, your body receives the forces of the universe. Your body receives the healing. Let me speak to your organs now. Liver, lungs, kidneys, mind, lung, water. Go. The healing here. I speak healing to your body. I speak healing to your soul. I move heart attack, foot, the tumors. I move that now. Relax. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Suck it in. Blow it out. I want to get the rhythm of the flow of your blood. As the rhythm and the flow of your blood begin to take effect. Jazz, hip hop, all that is the rhythm of your growth. I say. Get ready and receive the anointing, the rhythm. Exhale, inhale. Exhale, inhale. Let the rhythm of the spirit move you. It'll move body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want you to get ready and receive the healing. Somebody hurting, they got a gutter or they got something swollen. I want to speak to that tonight. Divine healing. I want to speak to that tonight. I want to speak to the rhythm. I want you to get ready. You might not hear this, but you might hear. I say. Relax. Meditate. Close your eyes. Go deep in your body. In rhythm with your body. Speaking to the inner manhood, the inner womanhood, that confusion. Emergency energy. suck it in, grow it out. Stress, tension. Relax. Relax, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Let me say it again. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want to take you to a place of healing. Place of many waters. Place of many oceans. Place of many trees. Somebody's in their left, their right thigh. Somebody in their left shoulder blade. Exhale, inhale. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I bring the energy of the sun, the energy of the moon, the energy of the water, the energy of air, the energy of all the ancestors. Suck it in. Hold it. Blow it out. Suck it in. Hold it. Let it out. Suck it in. Blow off the stress. Blow off the pain. Suck in good energy. Down in your liver, your lungs, your kidneys, move diseases. The energy of fire. That's it. Suck it in, blow it out. You have become God's created energy. God made you perfect, man. God made you perfect, woman. Listen to the sound of the wind, the roar of the water, the roar of the tornado. Exhale. More. Suck it in. Blow it out. Let the rhythm of the sound touch your heart. Let it open up a new door for you. Let it open up a new door for you. Touch the rhythm. Sound. And the rhythm of sound will make a new door for you. When you open up, a new door will open up for you. Exhale. Inhale. Suck it in. Blow it out. Suck it in. Blow it out. Suck it in. Blow it out.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm a
fool? Suck it in. Blow it out. Exhale. Inhale. Let the energy breathe in, breathe out. Claim the inner healing. Claim the secret place that God will carry you tonight. Ashe, ashe. Breathe in. Blow it out. All negligent. Suck it in. Hold it. Blow it out. Relax. See yourself in the next level. feel the vibration of the wind of the air. Feel the vibration of them that go on the field. Know thyself and create the energy that you need to go to the next level. I'm drawing the energy of the Almighty to carry you to the next level. So let the next level carry you to the next energy that you need. More energy. More energy. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. I want you to let the energy flow. Move you. I want you to feel the energy. Exhale. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. The night is a healing for you. The night is the night where you can deal what the doctor couldn't deal because he was dealing with medicine. You're dealing with the great power of God, body, mind, soul, and spirit tonight. Exhale, suck it in, blow it out. Suck it in, blow it out. Relax, suck it in, blow it out. Every time you suck it in fresh air. You're letting bad air move from your liver, your lungs, your kidneys. The best exhale, inhale, suck it in, blow it out. When you make that move to the heal, Psalm 119 talks about the healing of the body. Body, mind, soul, your aura are being clear. Your mind is being clear. Your body right now, the river of blood, your heart. Open up your heart, liver, lungs. Exhale, inhale. I want you to relax. I want you to see yourself being successful. I want you to see yourself, God giving you knowledge and wisdom. The first wisdom begins with you. Heal thyself. Then you can heal others. God will make you a supply house of love, of healing. I move that cancer in your breast, that tumor in your body, that cataract, that high blood, that low blood, that pain, that nervous, that trembling, that dementia. Ain't no cure, but it's always a cure. And I'm going to work on dementia now. Exhale, inhale. I say, everyone that hear that sound is the sound of healing, of great angels' trumpets. And if you can hear, you can be healed. If you can hear that vibration, it tears down. Exhale, inhale, suck it in, blow it out at this 9 o'clock hour. This is meditation, body, mind, soul, and spirit, a body of water of the Nile. The desert bring heat. The water bring cleansing. A body of water, a river of water, pure crystal water, alkaline water for your body, herb for the healing of your body. I want you to change tonight. Change your diet. Change the way you eat and how you drink. They're telling me, I decree tonight your healing. 63 ways to be healed. 79 different spirits come to deliver the healing. They're telling him, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I'm praying for a special healing tonight for somebody. Somebody been having pain in their chest. Let me do the drum. I'm clearing up somebody. I say. If you look outside, you see the full moon, the moon of healing, the moon of water. The Native American call it the healing moon. The white man call it the strawberry moon. But it's the moon of deliverance. It's the moon of breakthrough. So as you see that moon moving, exhale, inhale. Suck it in, blow it out. Suck it in, blow it out. It's the moon of healing. Telling him, relax your mind. Free your mind tonight. As I walk through the valley, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Telling him, pleasure. And telling her now tonight, you're seeing your healing, your divine healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Because I connect you with the ancestors that can bring the healing. Michael, Raphael, Bobby, and all the archangels. Somebody's been having a great pain in their back. And I know they might, the doctor said they got to have surgery. But I want to let you know your back is healed. And somebody, they seem like their legs be cramping. And they got no feeling in their legs. I'm praying for the energy from the moon. This is a full moon tonight. We've been having a full moon tonight. If you look out, you'll see that moon. And I'm calling that energy to you tonight. That energy of deliverance. That energy of bringing you what you need. Exhale. Inhale, exhale, inhale. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. The Almighty Creator, the God of the universe, the God of all creation, we speak to the liver, to the lung, to the kidney, we speak to every organ of the body. And we ask for new parts of the body from the spirit realm, new heart, new lung, new kidneys, whatever they need, new eyes. We draw them in from the ancestors. Ashe, ashe, ashe. We go to the spirit realm tonight, HLNL, to claim your healing. If you can take time, God can heal that burnt up liver. That kidney, God can restore that pancreas in your, God can restore your colon, your prostate can be healed. Soul and spirit, your lungs can be healed. We blow air into your lungs. To open up your lung, your kidney. I say.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it, so I'm gonna put a praise on it.
Bye. There's a miracle.